Before I begin, I just want to point out my best friend in the world, Father Jeff, is there in the red coat, and he is a priest, an oblate of St. Francis de Sales. We grew up, well, we always joke we didn't grow up, we just got taller together, but he was the first person I told that I was thinking about priesthood because I was afraid it meant the girls wouldn't talk to me. So I told my best friend, and he had felt the Lord's call too. So now he serves God's people in Toledo, Ohio. He's president of the Salesian school there. And he also has a orphanage in the Philippines that he runs. And I thank Jesus every day that he's my brother. When you hear me say it's usually July or August, I'm going away for 10 days with my best friend in the world, that's him. So I praise God he's here, even though he didn't get faculties to pray Mass in Lansing. So, sorry, I had to tease him. So in our gospel today, there is so much, and I wish I had an hour. I do. And I prayed this morning, and I was like, Lord, what point do you want? I knew what point I wanted. And I think where the Lord wants me to go with you is this. If you went back 3 years before our gospel story, you know that Peter hadn't met Jesus yet. His brother had. And you know that Peter was on the Sea of Galilee fishing, and that Jesus, that Peter rowed ashore because they didn't catch anything. But then when he got to shore, Jesus asked him, can I get in your boat and teach these people? And Peter let him do it. So Jesus got in Peter's boat and preached to all the people on shore. And then he instructed Peter to go out again and throw his nets on the other side of the boat. And that they caught so many fish, the nets almost tore. So that's how Peter met Jesus. You may remember, Peter, it says, fell at Jesus' feet and said, get away from me. I'm a sinful man. You remember this? So 3 years later, the whole thing seems to have fallen apart. By human standards, the story ended badly. The guy they gave up everything to follow got tortured to death. And so Peter went back to the thing he knew. Let's go fishing. I know how to fish. And Jesus revealed himself to Peter that time the same way he did the first time they met. Throw your net on the other side. All this to say, as Christians, our lives, our spiritual lives, are often defined by what I call the heart graph. There's times where we feel super close to God. There's times where we feel very far from God. It's this up and down and up and down to our spiritual lives. And it's easy to get frustrated by that. But if you know heart graphs, you know up and down means alive. Flatline means dead. And in our relationship with Jesus, if we're feeling like it's low or even that we've flatlined, I invite us today to ask St. Peter to pray for us, to go back to that first moment where we realize Jesus is real, to that first moment where Jesus grabbed a hold of our heart. Ask St. Peter to pray for you today, to go back to that first moment and remember that knowledge of the love of God, and let that be a fuel for today. As St. John wrote, as the Lord said and St. John wrote down, I need you to return to your first love. So that's what we're going to do today. As we receive him in the Eucharist, remember that moment of awe when you recognized what that Eucharist is. Remember the first time you realized his love for you and how much you love him back. And ask St. Peter to pray for you in that experience. Amen. Okay.